everyone, and welcome back to IndonesianPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 10, Making a Complaint in Indonesian. Eric here.
Hello, I'm Vira.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to deal with various problems at a hotel or other temporary accommodations. The conversation takes place at a hotel.
It's between a receptionist and Mr. Budi.
The speakers are strangers, so they'll use formal Indonesian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat malam, ini resepsionis. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Selamat malam, Mbak. Saya dari kamar nomor 509. Saya tadi sempat menelepon sekitar 20 menit yang lalu. Jadi, saya tadi mandi, tapi air panasnya tidak keluar. Setelah saya memberi keluhan, katanya akan diperiksa dan diperbaiki secepatnya. Tapi sampai sekarang tidak ada kabarnya dan belum ada kemajuan sama sekali.
Saya minta maaf atas ketidaknyamanan yang telah dialami oleh Bapak. Saya akan menghubungi teknisi kami untuk memastikan situasinya. Dan saya akan segera menghubungi Bapak kembali.
Baik, saya akan tunggu.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Selamat malam, ini resepsionis. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Good evening, this is the receptionist. Is there anything I can help you with?
Selamat malam, Mbak. Saya dari kamar nomor 509. Saya tadi sempat menelepon sekitar 20 menit yang lalu. Jadi, saya tadi mandi, tapi air panasnya tidak keluar.
Good evening, miss. I'm from room 509. I had called about 20 minutes ago. See, I was taking a shower, but there wasn't any hot water.
Setelah saya memberi keluhan, katanya akan diperiksa dan diperbaiki secepatnya. Tapi sampai sekarang tidak ada kabarnya dan belum ada kemajuan sama sekali.
After I complained, he said it would be inspected and repaired as soon as possible. But there hasn't been any news or improvement at all yet.
Saya minta maaf atas ketidaknyamanan yang telah dialami oleh Bapak. Saya akan menghubungi teknisi kami untuk memastikan situasinya. Dan saya akan segera menghubungi Bapak kembali.
I apologize for the inconvenience this caused you, sir. I'll contact our technician to make sure of the situation, and I will call you back soon, sir.
Baik, saya akan tunggu.
All right, I'll wait.
Eric, in our dialogue, a receptionist helped Mr. Budi and probably will send someone to inspect and repair the problem. Did you know that you need to leave a tip in that kind of service in Indonesia?
Really? I thought that tipping someone for service was a custom adopted from Western culture.
Yes, but in Indonesia, you have to tip for almost everything. No matter where you go, there will be many helpers, such as those lending umbrellas on rainy days, carrying your luggage in the airport, or stopping cars during a U-turn. Although sometimes you don't need their help, you need to tip them.
I see. When my friend was in Indonesia, he told me that there are a lot of official and unofficial parking attendants. They can be found on the roadside or in parking lots at malls, hotels, and offices. So if there is no official parking ticket issued, you need to pay the parking fee determined by these parking attendants.
But even when there is a parking ticket issued, you usually also need to tip the parking attendant beside paying the parking fee to the building.
If you don't tip, or if the amount is too small, be aware that these people might scratch your car. So you'd better stay on the safe side. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
keluhan.
Complaint.
Keluhan. Keluhan.
Next we have
kabar.
News, word.
Kabar. kabar.
Next we have
keluar.
To exit, to come out.
Keluar. Keluar.
Next we have
kembali.
To return, to be back.
Kembali. Kembali.
Next we have
tunggu.
To wait.
Tunggu. Tunggu.
Next we have
alam.
To feel, to experience.
Alam. Alam.
Next we have
maju.
To progress, to step forward.
Maju. Maju.
Next we have
menghubungi.
To contact.
Menghubungi. Menghubungi.
Next we have
sampai.
Until, to.
Sampai. Sampai.
And last
mandi.
To shower.
Mandi. Mandi.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
ketidaknyamanan,
which means inconvenience or discomfort.
Ketidaknyamanan consists of the configs ketidak, adjective an, which indicates the state opposite to the characteristic in an adjective root word. Ketidaknyamanan also has the root word nyaman, which is the adjective meaning pleasant or comfortable. So altogether, it's ketidaknyamanan,
which means inconvenience or discomfort. You can use this word in formal or very formal situations. Fira, what word can we use in less formal situations?
In less formal situations, you can say rasa tidak nyaman. Rasa means feeling, sense, or taste. Tidak means no or not. And nyaman means pleasant or comfortable.
So literally it means feeling not comfortable. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, hubungi nomor layanan konsumen ini untuk melaporkan ketidaknyamanan Anda.
Which means, contact this customer service number to report your discomfort. Okay, what's the next word?
Kemajuan.
Which means progress or improvement.
Kemajuan consists of the config ke-an and the root word maju. The config ke-an forms a noun to indicate the condition in the root word. Maju means to step forward or to advance.
So altogether, it means progress or improvement. You can use this word in both formal and informal situations. Fira, can you give us an example using this word?
Here it is. Telah terdapat kemajuan dalam prestasi belajarnya.
Which means, there has been improvement in his academic achievements. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to address a complaint while staying at a hotel or other accommodations. And our first phrase is
televisinya tidak menyala,
which means the TV is not turning on. Fira, let's break down this phrase to see the meaning of each word.
Sure. Televisi means television in English. Tidak means no or not. And the root word nyala,
which is a noun that literally means the light from a fire or burning object.
So altogether, menyala means to appear to shine. Televisinya tidak menyala.
Literally, the sentence means that no light appears on the TV. But you can translate it as, the TV is not turning on. The next sentence is,
air panasnya tidak keluar.
This sentence means no hot water. You can use it in situations where the water in the shower or faucet is not coming out hot when it's supposed to be.
Air is a noun meaning water. Panasnya consists of the root word panas, an adjective meaning hot, and the suffixnya meaning the. So air panasnya means the hot water. As you know, tidak means no or not. And keluar means to exit, to come out, or to escape. Air panasnya tidak keluar.
So altogether, it literally means the hot water not come out. And our last phrase is
penyejuk udaranya tidak bekerja.
The air conditioner is not working. Fira, let's break it down to see the meaning of each word.
Sure. First, we have the word penyejuk,
which means cooler.
Next, we have the word udaranya, which consists of the root word udara, a noun meaning air, and the suffixnya meaning the. Penyejuk udaranya.
Meaning the air cooler or air conditioning. Next, we have the word
tidak,
which means no, and the word
bekerja,
meaning to work.
Penyejuk udaranya tidak bekerja.
Altogether, it literally means the air cooler not working. This is the formal way to report to someone in charge that the air conditioner is not working. Listeners, as always, you can find more useful phrases and explanations in the lesson notes.
Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you can learn proper pronunciation
while you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to IndonesianPod101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Sampai jumpa lagi!
Selamat malam, ini resepsionis. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Selamat malam, Mbak. Saya dari kamar nomor 509. Saya tadi sempat menelepon sekitar 20 menit yang lalu. Jadi, saya tadi mandi, tapi air panasnya tidak keluar. Setelah saya memberi keluhan, katanya akan diperiksa dan diperbaiki secepatnya. Tapi sampai sekarang tidak ada kabarnya dan belum ada kemajuan sama sekali.
Saya minta maaf atas ketidaknyamanan yang telah dialami oleh Bapak. Saya akan menghubungi teknisi kami untuk memastikan situasinya. Dan saya akan segera menghubungi Bapak kembali.
Baik, saya akan tunggu.